Welcome to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Here you will learn how to fill your favorite platform with tons of your dream customers from some of the world's top entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Josh Tapp. Now let's get started. What is up, everybody? Josh Tapp here again, and welcome back to the Lucky Titan Podcast. So today we have a really awesome guest here with us to talk about something that honestly, I don't know if I've really talked about a lot on this show. We haven't interviewed a lot of people about this topic, so it's going to be a fun one. So our guest today is Dmitry Kustov, and I had to read the name just so I didn't mess it up. But Dmitry, I'm really glad to have you here. And I want to give the audience a little bit of background on you. And just so that they know, I know you're running a company, RegX SEO, which is a company for marketing and developing entrepreneurs. So you know, you've been doing this for quite some time. You have a very successful company. That's one of the reasons we have you on here. I really feel like you've ascended to the ranks of Titan in your industry. So this is going to be a fun interview, man. So say what's up to everybody. Tell us one thing about yourself that most people don't know.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. That's first.
Not a problem, man.
I guess what's up, everybody? That is the second. One thing not many people know about me. I have, right now, in my house, 32 dogs. That would be something not many people know. But we are, it's our business, my wife's business. We're breeders.
Really? What do you breed?
We have corgis and we have Caucasian shepherds. The Caucasian shepherds are from Russia. I brought them myself when I pretty much moved. So yeah, we have a lot of fun, a lot of puppies, and a lot of work. And that's side, you know. That has nothing to do with RegX, but it's one of those things.
Yeah, SEO stands for something about puppies.
There you go.
Yeah, my wife wants to do dog breeding as well at some point, but we...
It's a lot of work for sure.
Yeah. And what's funny thing is, I'm surprised we can't hear the 32 dogs. I mean, you're in a place, or are you in your office?
Yeah, I'm in my
family. That makes sense. Because I was like, man, I'm surprised you haven't had a dog come in. Some people have one dog, can't keep it quiet during an interview. So,
well, they're not in the house. Only puppies are.
Right. Yeah. That's good. I say, because 32 in a house, you'd be drowned. Yeah. Well, man, it's super exciting to have you here. I think it's going to be a really fun topic because it's you're an SEO expert, you're a marketing expert, but really the topic I'd like to talk with you about today is how people can scale their brand using SEO, because most newer companies, I feel like, don't employ long-term tactics, right? And SEO is just kind of seen as this long-term tactic. So give us a little insight on your thoughts on as far as the time frame of success for SEO and kind of your first steps you would recommend to somebody who's scaling.
All right. Yes, indeed. SEO is one of the most overlooked and unfortunately not used channels of marketing. The problem, it started all back in early 2000s or even earlier, when there was a lot of that kind of like a snake oil salesman in the industry, unfortunately. And that's where the industry got kind of a bad rep, bad name. Nowadays, there are a lot of great agencies, a lot of great companies that actually do it for the sake of results and not just to kind of steal your money and get out. In terms of the time frame on SEO, what we typically say is that to see full result of a proper SEO campaign, it takes about a year. However, and that's one of the most asked questions from our clients or potential clients, is how do we make sure that we're not going to spend a year on waiting on results and then there's no results and we wasted all this money all this time? Well, the progress can be seen right away. Typically, the goals of SEO are, it's, by the way, who doesn't know, SEO stands for search engine optimization. So the goals are traffic to your website, web visits, typically goal submissions or phone calls, and all that stuff is tracked. And then also, of course, just rankings on Google. If somebody types in your service on Google, where were you a month before? Where are you now? Even though you're not going to get most likely to the first page and have millions of visits or anything like that right away, you can see those incremental steps, incremental improvements over time. And you can see that very quickly within a couple of weeks, within a month for sure. Again, it's not going to put you on the first page, but as long as you see the progress, you can at the same time kind of using that progress, the predictions. And as long as your agency, your SEO marketing agency, provide proper reporting, as long as they're as long as they are being very open about it, you're not going to have any issues.
See, that's awesome. I mean, really, I think one of the problems that people have with marketing in general is they say, okay, you know, if it's not paying off immediately, it's not worth it. And what you're talking about is the goal is to boost traffic and then long run to make sure that you're staying on top.
Yeah, that's kind of a very common misconception. Marketing is not advertising. Advertising, that's where you typically should get money right away, or not the money, but the results, the sales or phone calls. In marketing, it's usually a longer term play.
Yeah, I really like that distinction. So marketing is not advertising. That's really cool. I've never thought of it that way. So I'm making a note of that. I share that with my team. So when it comes down to it, you know, there's, I think another reason people get so scared by SEO is the fact that it's ever changing, right? There's always these new like algorithm changes. And again, this is going to show my total lack of knowledge in this, but I heard there was a new Google algorithm coming out in the next couple months or something, right? That's going to kind of slam people, or is this just hearsay?
Okay. So not many people know that if they're not in the industry, and even people who are in this industry don't know that. But Google as a Google engineers, Google company, they make in 2019 they have had 600 plus algorithm changes.
Wow.
So basically it's more than or about twice a day on average they tweak the algorithm. And there are, when people are typically talking about this change in algorithm, it's not like they are scratching everything they have ever done and starting new. No, it's just one of the bigger, more broad updates, which is going to affect quite a bit, or it's going to affect in a much more serious way than any of those smaller, tiny ones. So, again, the algorithm changes over time and always, and it's evolving. The good part about it is that for Google, it's always one goal. It's to provide the best user experience. Without good user experience for their customers, people who search on Google, it's not going to make any sense to them. So if you keep that in mind, the rest becomes very, very easy in terms of what they're going to be changing and how they're going to be changing. And here's a couple examples. Let's say if Google decides that loading speeds of the websites do not matter, and then you go on Google and you type in, I don't know, like buy some shoes or whatever, and click on the first website and it takes a minute to load. Well, you're going to, over time, if it happens all the time, you're going to stop using Google as a search engine. And Google doesn't want that. They want to provide the best experience for the customers. Another very good example would be if you type in for buy shoes, and then all of the results are about cats, right?
Right.
Again, this happens often enough, users stop going to use Google. So for Google, the main goal is to provide the most relevant, the best results, which provide answers for you as a user. If you keep that in mind, the rest of the strategy makes total sense. All your optimization of the website has to be, you should not be misrepresenting. Your website should be loading quickly. Your user experience on your website should be very well built. If it shouldn't be very difficult to find your phone number or like where to submit a contact form, or, you know, like if you're searching for some kind of service, it should not take you forever to find it on a given website. So as long as you keep that in mind, all of your strategy is evolving kind of around that, then any of the algorithm changes, they are not going to affect you. The algorithm changes affect people and the websites who are trying to kind of trick the system. It's like, hey, you know, back in the day, you might have heard of it. There used to be like tons of white text and white background. So people don't see it. And then it used to work, right? But then about 10 years ago, it actually, Google kind of realized that, well, that's not a best thing for searchers. Therefore, they started cracking down on it. And then all this other spammy and weird things. So that's really how they work. And that's how the algorithm works.
That's awesome. And so, you know, I like that, the explanation of it, because it's kind of like how Apple updates their phones. You know, like they're saying, hey, this is our 11.1, 11.2, 11.3. And you see these updates happening consistently, but once a year they have their big launch of their big right. update. So essentially what you're saying is that's one of the ones that's coming, is another big kind of transition, I guess. Yeah.
It's just going to be, yeah, if you compare it to Apple, let's say, well, it's going to be like not having a phone jack.
Right.
Yeah, it's fairly big, but it's not like going to,
life-changing.
The phone is not going to be looking like a phone anymore, you know?
Right.
Kind of like that.
It's not a pair of glasses instead of a phone. I'm waiting for that. A contact lens phone. Yeah, we'll see if it ever happens. So, yeah, Dimitri, when it comes down to it, though, like with SEO, I think there's a lot of different strategies out there, but I'd really like to hear, you know, what you think would be the number one thing that people should be focusing on in the SEO realm right now in order to help them win over the next year.
It always starts with content. There are, and I kind of mentioned it already, there are four main ingredients of SEO. And the first one is content. Really quickly, second one is technical, making sure that your things are loading quickly and like Google can access your website. The third one is user experience on your website. And the fourth one is backlinks, which are like thumbs up on the internet idea. But anyway, it starts with content. The idea is very, very simple. If you want to come up on Google search when somebody searches for cats, but you on your website, you don't have any mention, any pages about cats, or, you know, even worse, if you have content about dogs, how are you going to come up for cats? It's that simple. And of course, there are different optimizations and different things you can do to make your content better, content to stand out. And it comes down to keyword optimizations, having keyword rich, yet not spammy, and just things like that. There are a lot of very good beginner guides you can find on the internet. You can find them on our blog. You can find them on industry leading blogs like Moz, SEMrush, and all those places. But again, it starts with content. We have a saying in SEO industry, content is king, and it's still the truth.
So when it comes down to the content game, I'm taking a lot of notes here. When it comes down to the content game, you know, do you feel like it's best to outsource that to somebody? Or do you think you should be focusing heavily on in-house with that?
It really depends. Here's what I would suggest thinking about. How specific, how niche is your business? If you are doing something very, very specific, only a few people know, you're some kind of, I don't know, like a manufacturer who does this very specific, intricate detail parts, and there are like 10 people in the world who do that, well, you can't really outsource that because the writers will not know anything about it, right? So, and then the opposite spectrum is something very, very normal, like, one of those BuzzFeed type of content things about food or about everyday things. At that point, absolutely, you can outsource. There are people who, the content writers who specialize in certain industries. If you are an AC company, there's tons of content writers specializing in that. If you are in other more common industries, you can outsource that fairly easy. And that's one question, one question to answer for the listeners. But really, the biggest question is time management. That's what it always is for me. You need to be doing the best thing you can be doing. If you're best at content writing as a business owner, do content writing, outsource the other stuff. But if you are the best at, I don't know, procuring sales, if you are best at development things, then why would you waste your own time on something you are not the best at? At that point, I say outsource, and if possible, hire somebody in-house. Difference between outsourcing to like a freelancer versus in-house is just control of that knowledge. Again, if somebody is working for you in your facility, most likely they're going to know way more about your stuff, how you do things, versus outsourcing. You kind of, they have their own experience, they have their own things. And that again comes back to that specificity of your industry. In our company, we have two content writers on staff, content editor, and we have many, many content freelancers we utilize. And of course, we test them, we make sure that they know what they're talking about. So it's kind of like a combination of both.
Awesome. Well, so, you know, content being king, right? If you're focusing on that content, does it always need to be written, or does video rank well as well? Or, you know, audio, for example, as a podcaster?
Right. Whenever we say content in the industry, marketing industry, it's typically meant to be text content, like articles, blogs, mm-hmm. things like that. Now, as a media, absolutely, video works very well nowadays. YouTube is, like all the YouTube channels are popping up here and there. And as long as it's great content, as long as it provides value, it could be either way. I would very much recommend thinking about how you're going to be promoting all that stuff and where your users are going to be finding you. There is always should be that connect between where people are searching for you and where you are appearing. Let's say if you are a oil and gas company, most likely YouTube channel will not make any sense for you, right? It needs to be kind of, it's more corporate world. It's more about those maybe even personal connections. So in that case, it might not be even as much of like blogs and things, but it could be something like physical, some kind of physical printouts and networking, things like that. So there are different things you can go about content. Every channel should be tried and tested for anybody, no matter what industry you're in, because who knows, you might be that pioneer of an oil and gas company who has, you know, million subscriber YouTube channel. But test it, think about it. If it doesn't work, then don't waste time on it. Don't waste money on it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's good advice, because what you're talking about is putting it in front of the audience and where the audience is looking for it. I mean, that's should just be common sense, I guess, but there's a good answer. Good answer to the question.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that kind of a sidestep. And unfortunately, there's a lot of this, what's popular. Hey, we have so many people coming to us. Hey, YouTube is popular now. I want to have my own channel. Okay, what do you do? And, you know, it's like some kind of manufacturer of oil and gas parts. Like, who will ever go to YouTube channel to look for oil and gas parts? We can try it, but is your marketing budget going to be spent the best way?
Right.
Maybe not. So just don't chase the trends. Don't chase that what everybody else is doing. Actually sit down and develop a strategy and think about it.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah, that's a really good way to think about it. And so I do want to ask you this, because, you know, we are coming up to the end of the interview here. But so Regex, you know, your company, the whole point of it is to help other companies to grow their SEO, correct?
well, marketing in general, but yeah.
Marketing in general. So give us a little bit of background on what you do and how you guys actually do it over there.
Okay. SEO is one of our core services, absolutely, but we are a full digital marketing service agency. So typically whenever a potential client or client comes to us, we try to develop a holistic marketing strategy, meaning that every online marketing channel should be utilized and how it can be utilized and how they all going to work together. So it always starts with strategy. Without it, it's never going to work. We do kind of like an audit. We look at our client's current status, let's call it, where they are at, what needs to be fixed, how we can fix it. Then we develop a strategy marketing plan on how to take them from where they're at to where they want to be. And each client is very different. Each industry is very different. And that's one of the reasons actually we created the company, because unfortunately there's still a lot of choose from these three plans. You know, there are a lot of SEO marketing companies. You come to them and they tell you, here's, we have these three plans, choose which one you want. Well, it doesn't make sense to me. Why would you sell the same thing to dentist and a lawyer? They need completely different approaches. So we try to come up with, develop custom ideas, custom strategy, which would work the best for that client with that budget and wherever they're at. In some cases, if they don't have any online presence, well, we have to build the website first. If you have a great website and maybe you never used social media and your SEO is great, well, then you need social media and so on and so on and so on. So yeah. I hope that answered the question.
Yes, it absolutely did. I was just kind of curious because I like your approach there, because one of my big problems, you know, having come from an agency background, like you said, most agencies focus pretty heavily on like, oh yeah, it's just like one size fits all. Here's the strategy, especially Facebook ads agencies. They do that a lot. And they don't even stop to question, should this company even be doing Facebook ads right now? You know, like, is this a great place for them to be? So I really appreciate that you guys are willing to do that. So let us know, you know, how we can connect with you guys as well if we are looking for SEO help and marketing help.
All right. Our website is regexseo.com. Regex, by the way, stands for regular expressions. If you're in IT or tech world, you might have heard that. So yeah, regularexpressionsseo.com. You can find me on the web. I go by the handle Digital Spaceman. We are in Houston, NASA, all that stuff. So yeah, at Digital Spaceman on Twitter. If you just Google basically Digital Spaceman, you're going to find me, or just Google my name, Dimitri Kustov.
Awesome. He's the SEO expert because he obviously is easy to find. Yeah. Most people are like, yeah, you'll have to look in these three specific places. And if you don't look hard enough, I'm not there. Yeah. Well, you know, Dimitri, I really do appreciate that. Everybody, make sure you go check that. So it's regexseo.com. Mm-hmm. And then make sure that you're connecting with Dimitri, because this is the kind of guy you want to be following. He's putting out really good quality content as well. So Dimitri, one final question for you. If you could say there's one thing that you would hope our audience would remember for this entire interview, what would that be?
Oh,
pressure.
That's a tough question. Huh. Let me think for a second. Well, I would say whenever you do marketing, whenever you do advertising, any type of promotions, do not just rely on your feelings, rely on data. So yeah, there you go. Rely on data. I am a data nerd, data-driven everything. If data is not good, then it doesn't make sense. No matter how much you like the design or the idea sounds cool, if your return on investment is not there, if there is no enough traffic or sales or whatever.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lucky Titan Podcast. If you want to fill your favorite platform with dream customers, then come join myself and thousands of others of hosts at theluckytitan.com/tribe. Here you can find guests for your show, get featured on other shows, and discover the secrets to building an audience of raving fans. So once again, go create your free account at theluckytitan.com/tribe.